In a year that's been disastrous for lenders and retailers, movie sales have done just fine. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports on the story behind the numbers.
Unless you've spent the last month in a media blackout, you've probably heard of Marley and Me.
Never had a dog.
There's nothing to it. You feed them, you walk them, you let them out every now and again, but it doesn't really matter because you're not the one's going to take care of it. Jenny is.
That sounds like a good idea.
The movie, about the adventures of a couple adopting a yellow Labrador, grossed $51 million since it opened Christmas Day. That seems pretty good for a pretty bad economic year, and it is. But that's not the whole picture.
When you look a little closer, it's a little bit troubling when you see that attendance is actually off almost 5%.
Jeff Bach is a box office analyst for Exhibitor Relations, a company that crunches movie sales numbers. He says what saved the industry this year was higher ticket prices. People still spend on entertainment in down economies, sure. But Bach says between movie downloads, TV shows on DVD, music, and video games, the big screen has lots of competition, even for his own attention.
Well, personally, you know, I enjoy getting together with people with the Wii. You know, I'm part of that fan club. You know, it's interactive. Whereas, let's be honest, movie going really isn't as interactive.
Next year, theaters are hoping to draw people back, particularly younger people, with big name releases and movies shot in 3D. If they don't, 2009 won't have a happy ending for the movie business. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.